Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler takes first base on ball four. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Tate and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein fires to first and has Kerr trapped. There's the throw to Rein who tags Kerr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate fires to first and picks off Van Camp. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive towards third. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Frazier, and towards Sissel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry is walked intentionally. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod now playing right field. Mel Simons now playing left field. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett takes first base on ball four. Jack Russell pinch runs for Tom Winsett. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Frazier. Russell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Van Camp strikes out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to second for the out. Russell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing second base. Urbane Pickering now playing third base. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 3 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rein hits a fly ball towards center. Whatwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Whatwood. Rein moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. Frazier catches it and throws to second to double up Rein. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering takes first base on ball four. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 4 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries juggles the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Pickering moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pickering moves to third. Van Camp moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sissel. Pickering scores. Van Camp moves to third. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.